Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A man uses forehead to smash walnuts, claim rivals world record. So a martial artist, there's a record for everything.
Yes, there is.
I like that there are rivals.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah. Arch nemesis.
Right, nut crushers.
A martial artist from India recaptured a Guinness World Record from his longtime rival by smashing 273 walnuts with his forehead in a minute. Naveen Kumar, 27, used his forehead to smash the raw common walnuts, breaking the record of 254 set by serial record breaker Mohammed Rashid in 2017.
Wow.
So this goes way back to 2014. Rashid set the record at 150, and then he broke his own record in 2016 and cracked 181.
Wow.
Kumar in 2017 broke his record by breaking 217, just one more than the record.
Huh.
Then they went head-to-head.
Literally.
In a Guinness World Record challenge on an Italian TV special later that same year, 2017.
Italian TV must be tough.
Yeah, the show's called Stunad.
Kumar broke 239 walnuts. Rashid took the record, breaking 254.
Wow.
Until this moment. Here, you're about to hear.
Not clapping.
No.
That's his head.
Yep. Yeah.
Breaking nuts.
Sounds like he's really happy.
Oh, this really could be something bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what are you doing there?
Listen to him.
Slow him down.
He is slowing down.
Of course he's slowing down.
He picks it up again, though.
Oh.
Yeah, when she starts doing the countdown.
Second wind.
Yeah.
Sounds like ping pong porn.
Longest minute ever, isn't it?
10 seconds.
Wow. That was his head kicking in. Wow.
He what can have it. I'll never attempt it.
Monday stutter stupid. Come on.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
did we have scheduled for stunter stupid on Monday?
I don't recall. I've got a lot of take
Ruth,
a lot of
do you remember?
Let it blow us
the hot wings challenge.
Oh, hot wings. Ooh.
Dang it.
That's a tough one.
Can you break hot wings with your head?
I can eat them with my face.
That'd be very impressive, actually.
I mean, we could always put the walnuts the week after.
Okay.
Give a chance to get some walnuts in here.
How are they doing it?
With his head.
Give us a chance to get some walnuts in here. How hard is it to get walnuts?
I don't know. This time of year, they're in season.
Just find an old lady. She'll have them.
Old ladies have walnuts?
Always. And they're making some kind of weird-ass cake.
Weird-ass old lady.
A loaf.
Weird-ass old lady walnut
cake. Walnut date loaf.
Yeah.
Right. Just knock a truck over.
With olives.
Is the walnut on the table and they're...
Yeah.
Yeah,
slamming their head down.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not like putting. They're not taking it in their hand to smash it to like a beer can.
Yeah, no. He's got his hands behind his back. He's going.
Oh, and somebody's just lining them up.
Yes,
they're all lined up already.
There's a guy.
Set.
There's a long
lining.
No, there's a long table,
and
they're all. You know, it's there's like three of the. It's like a kind of like a. It's weird how they put them. It's not a straight line as you would think.
Yeah.
But they put them next to each other, kind of like on a zigzag. So he has more on a table.
Yeah,
he does kind of four at a time. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because there's going to be head shrapnel. So if that flies off, it's going to hit something. So you've got to get out of the way.
Oh, you don't
then
want.
Then the other side of the table also has nuts. So he goes around this long table.
Yeah, you don't want walnut shard to the.
you don't be funny eggs. Raw eggs.
No, nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like regular nuts?
Yeah. We need you to break the record. Yeah.
Right.
This is about record breaking.
Right.
Yeah.
It can't be all
the
things.
Hard part is keeping your head in that one area so where you could hit this fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, like, watch woodpeckers.
Right.
You got to learn.
He's trying to fast it. Look, he's making an omelet.
It does.
Whose head goes that fast?
Right. His does. That's why.
No, but that's insane. That sounds like ping pong.
Right.
That's like that little ball you would get with the string and a paddle.
Paddle ball.
It sounds like that, but that's a head.
Yep. Yeah. That's him cracking walnuts.
Can you hit your head on the counter like four times as fast as you can?
Probably.
Yeah, just lightly. Go ahead.
You mean now?
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to hear what we're up again. You have 2 weeks to train.
Why am I doing this?
Final
countdown, really?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Wait, bring the mic down. Go. There you go. Yeah, we want to hear
it. Be a professional.
Can I hit my head against his face? Okay, ready?
Oh, you have no rhythm.
No. All right, not bad, though.
Yeah, not bad.
It's pretty close.
It's like a white guy clapping.
Now, can you do it with the pressure to break a walnut?
Who are you?
A Houston, Texas road rage incident turned ugly. I urge you, if you have time, to Google this because the mugshots are a lot of fun.
Yes, okay. It is.
Friday, this happened. An altercation broke out, and the weapon of choice was white spray paint. Harris County Constable Mark Herman's office said in a Facebook post that when deputies arrived, they learned from the complainant that while he was driving north, the driver in front of him could not stay in the lane as he was looking in his phone.
Yep.
Oh, man.
The two vehicles pulled up to a traffic light, and when the light turned green, the driver, who was allegedly distracted by his phone, did not start moving. So,
hate that.
The person who filed the complaint told police he honked his horn. And as the vehicle started moving, the accused distracted driver, Davis Winston, allegedly threw objects at the victim's vehicle. Eventually, the two vehicles came to a stop, and an altercation broke out.
Throwing stuff.
Right.
The victim told police Winston had a can of white spray paint, which he used to paint the victim's face and vehicle.
Instant clown.
Yeah.
So you could see in his mugshot that they wiped some of it off of his face, but it's still on his neck and his hair and his...
The eyelashes are what get me. Yeah. It's weird to see someone with white eyelashes.
Yes.
Yeah, almost like you were playing Santa Claus 10 minutes ago, were you?
Right. Yes.
But then the victim, they show him talking to a cop on the side of the road, and they blur out the top of his face just so they don't reveal his identity.
Yeah.
But you could see he's also completely white-faced.
Right.
Which is okay.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been a tough picture.
Yeah, if he had the wrong, a different paint, we're in a lot of trouble.
Unless at first, during the heat of battle, he had the can facing the wrong way.
Winston was also accused of breaking the back window of the victim's vehicle. At one point, the victim got a hold of the spray paint and painted Winston's face, too.
Oh, wow. Like two parking lots.
That's kind of the worst. Like, you spray someone in the face, and then they wrestle you and get the can from you, and now you're getting it.
Yep.
Like, how did you not see that coming? You do it to me. Boom. Touche.
Deputies detained Winston, transported him to the Harris County Jail. He was charged with criminal mischief, felony. And his bond was set at $1,500.
They call him Lacker.
That's just mischief.
Hey, Enamel, get over here.
You spray paint a man, that's more than mischief.
Well, it's Texas.
That's not a Scooby-Doo caper.
It's Texas. Wow.
I can't believe that.
Call in your road rage story, 1-877-764-2535. Or what do you keep in your car as a weapon?
Yep.
What are you throwing out the window?
Oh, yeah. What do you have on you in case of an altercation?
He said he threw stuff, too. Like, what are you throwing that you don't care about?
Right. If you had a can of white spray paint, it's like, you know, on the back seat. It probably has junk and garbage everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Or he's a graffiti artist.
But that's thought out. Because if I had white spray paint in the car, I don't think I would go, that's my first go-to. Let's spray a guy. Like, he's been thinking about spraying a guy.
You think so?
Yeah. Because that's not a weird go-to. I'm just going to, because it's not like you spray them then run away. You stand there as you paint to the guy.
And the car.
Yeah. He's tagging stuff, this guy.
He did. He tagged his face.
Yeah. You're it.
Yeah, he's probably a graffiti artist.
Probably, yeah. Or maybe he does, like, you know, surveying. They spray On the ground.
Oh, you're right. It's like you guess. And
right. They put the X.
It works
the gas
for call before
is.
You dig.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
The Texas version
There's
of that.
Different colors for different lines.
On his face, it said 311.
That would make more sense.
Yes.
203-882-9757. Have you ever had a road rage incident, Pat?
No, not really. I mean, I've been in a car with other people having road rage and losing their minds.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You feel
awkward.
I feel like you'd be...
Well, I also don't drive, so...
Right. Yeah. That helps.
I'm just regular raging. But it's
like, yes, right.
Yeah, he rages on stage.
Yeah, that's it.
That is the worst, because when Phil got into a road rage incident...
It was not an accident.
With me, I said incident. Relax. I fixed it. Incident. I was.
It's going to be road rage right here.
I was in the middle.
We're not even on the road.
I was in the middle between him and the person he's yelling at. So I got Phil yelling through my head to get to him, and the window's open. I'm like, you just don't want to be there at that moment. I just looked ahead, like, okay, I want to pay attention. I'm paying attention. And he's just like, not today, pal. Not today. He's like screaming. The other guy's like motioning back, and I'm like, oh man, you know, this is why I drive.
Right. He's one of those guys who was driving through the breakdown lane to like cut in on a lane of traffic
and
that was all
that
jammed up.
I hate that too. Yeah. I do.
So he
really
tried.
Do.
He tried to wedge in front of me, and I was like, nope, you can go behind me.
Yep.
I know it's one car length. I know it's petty. That's where you belong. Get behind me.
Yep.
I waited.
We had the dented Jeep.
Get out of here.
He didn't care.
I let those people go. They're nuts. You know what
you
I mean?
You always have to look at the vehicle you're getting into an encounter with, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's got dings and dents here and there.
They don't
care.
It's got truck nuts on it. Yeah, you let them go.
They're not new to this experience.
Yeah, no. This is how they live their life.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I'm out of the road rage business.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't win.
Well, the last
one.
Person wanted to rip your lungs out, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave someone a brake job, and it turns out they were like former military and like wanted to murder me. Like, I mean, this guy was already amped up, but he was driving through the back of my car where it was like, and he could go around me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He could.
Like, you could
There's
go.
There's no reason for this.
Right. And I just tapped my brakes, and you see his car's like, what?
He overreacted. He could have just hit the brake.
No, we were all going fast enough, and he was close enough.
Yeah.
Where
it was a panic stop.
Right.
Panic stop.
Right.
And that set him off.
We almost had one of those Saturday, AJ. We were driving to the show, and AJ was driving. The guy was on his tail, on our tail. Oh, right.
Yeah. I'll tell my story later.
No.
Chris in Thomaston.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
So one day... I was at a traffic light, and I saw this guy get out of a car and start beating on another car with one of those miniature baseball bats you get at the stadium.
That day.
Wow.
The best.
Those are old bats, by the way.
Yeah, free weapons.
They don't make them anymore.
No.
I found one of those in my garage, but I also carry a metal garbage can lid with it. So I have like a shield.
Oh, wow. You're lucky in America.
Dude.
You're like a cheap Captain America.
Captain Ro Ridgega.
He's LARPing out there.
You're ready.
Nice.
Wow. You're ready.
Yeah.
You are ready.
I mean, if I saw someone with a little mini bat and they had a garbage can lid, I'd be like,
I'm driving away.
I'm good.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
You win.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah.
The salvage crusader wins.
Yeah.
Have a good day, folks.
Thank you.
You too.
Be careful.
Yep.
And everyone around you.
Yeah.
Andrea.
Good morning, everybody. So I have a quick story. My uncle one time was driving to work, and somebody was obnoxious or whatever, cut him off, and he popped him the bird. And when he got to his job as a priest at the church, it was one of his parishioners.
Well, he was just showing you where God was. God is up. This is the way. I'm saying, look upward, my son. There's a way out of it.
So he just kind of shrugged and went on with it. What are you going to do at that point?
I would have more respect for him.
You put a little extra in the basket.
You go right to confession.
Father finger.
Zach in Oxford, what's your road rage story?
Hey, so one time I was getting on 95 and I was entering around Westport. There's a box truck in the far right lane. He's got plenty of room to let me in. So I pull up. I'm in a box truck myself. He decides he's going to punch it and our mirrors kiss. Later on, I end up in front of him. He's right in my rear end and there's a tractor trailer broken down in the right lane. So I go to move over, and the owner of 95 decides that he's not going to let me in front of him yet again. He punches his truck, swerves out into the far left lane, cuts that car off, and then comes back into the side of my truck and drives all the way down the side of me and cut me open like the crater face guy did to Danny Zuko in Greece.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Wow. A little boxing match there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm 95.
Wow.
You know, middle of rush hour traffic.
So then you guys both pull over and exchange information. What happened?
Yeah, we pulled over. We waited for the state troopers. They made us pull off, and then they said because the stories were conflicting and there was no evidence, they just kind of let us both go, and we went through our own insurance battle that way.
Ugh. Yeah. Get some duct tape.
This is why you got to get a dash cam.
Much. Yeah, dash cams are key now.
Yeah, definitely.
Damn.
Wow. Sliced you right open like a
melon.
Was
he a big dude?
Nah, he was an older gentleman, honestly. He was driving a flower delivery truck from Pennsylvania, so.
Flowers.
No.
What were you delivering, tractor parts?
No, I deliver windows and doors.
Oh, so. Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than flowers.
Yeah, that was your floral like behavior.
Clearly, he wasn't getting the aromatic therapy from his load that most people do. Right. You know, what I mean?
You know, at least good. Giving you some flowers. I'm sorry. Why are you getting on? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Thank you, Zach.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
You too. All right, be safe.
You too. Road Rage Stories, 203-882-9757. That's a tough one. When the cops show up, there's no evidence, and it's like, yeah, you're on your own.
Yeah.
What was that like right before, though, when the two of them were there before the state trooper, and they're both out, like, you don't want to be one that gets out first, you know what I mean, almost? It's like, you're hoping the guy comes out with a little smile, like, my bad, you're hoping for that.
Oh,
you know?
You're okay. Yeah. Oh, he's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah. But he, if 3 feet tall, he's waving a fist because he knows that I'm fighting. Yeah. So you don't want a 3 feet tall.
Well, you just put your hand in his forehead.
You want a regular feet tall.
Just put his hand in his forehead. He's like swinging.
You don't win that fight. If you beat up the 3 feet tall guy, you're a jerk.
Just hold him
if
off.
You get beat up by a 3 foot tall guy.
You're just holding him off.
Taylor in Wallingford.
Hi. So this was a few years back. So I don't remember what highway it was on, but there was this stupid car who was not letting anybody pass. They were going super slow in the left lane, and if you tried to pass them in the right, they were just like cutting you off in the right lane. Just totally.
There's something wrong with those people.
Yeah, it was a hearse.
Something mentally off.
Yeah,
it was a hearse at a funeral.
Big, like,
it's like, all right, you don't want us to pass on the left? Let's go on the. Oh, you won't let us do that either.
Maybe he's trying to let you know there's trouble ahead.
Right.
Trying to let you know the bridge is out. Exactly right.
I tried to save you 8 times. You gave me the finger, and now you're dead.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye.
So what happened?
Okay, so this big, bulky construction truck managed to get in front of them, and they went so slow in front of them to, like, hold them in their place, and the whole line of cars on the highway was able to pass. It was awesome.
Wow, that is great.
That's nice. A hero.
Did you wave?
Everyone banded together against one idiot.
Right. People are like throwing change at him like, thanks, man.
Right. Yeah, person, you're going to die. The bridge is out.
38 people all died right, that day.
Guys.
All right. Thank you, Taylor.
They're all on the line. All still waving.
Everyone just keeps going over. No one stops.
Like lemmings.
I think car 20 would notice.
I tried to stop them all.
Splash, 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 splash.
I tried to stop them.
Idiots.
They all gave me the finger.
A bunch of dead idiots.
Now they're all dead.
Yep.
They're dead. They're all dead.
They're all dead.
They're all dead.
Yeah. Road rage. Oh, boy. I've had a lot.
Yeah.
I've retired, but.
You had your share.
Yeah. There was one kind of equal to what that guy in the truck went through. I was driving in Southbury, and it was one of those roads where two lanes become one lane. And
yeah, they merge. Yeah.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah.
So they're all.
One and one. And one and one.
No, that's not how it's going. You know, there's guys coming down. I'm like, no, man. Come on. He's passing 15 cars. I'm like, no.
Hate that,
no.
too.
And I'm doing it. No, 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 no.
Not today, pal.
Not today, pal.
Not today,
no,
pal.
No, no. He takes his truck. I'm on the right. He's on the left. He veers left. And then he comes in.
Oh,
smash up Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Smashes the side of my car.
Wow.
And keeps going.
Oh.
So I call 911. I'm on the phone with them. I'm like, I'm following the guy.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Blah, blah, blah. Finally, they get us up on Flanders Road. Pull us off. Both over. And I was so pissed. The state cop, or the Saltbury cop, walks over to the truck. The truck is an old truck. Now, I've had old vehicles. I'm not disrespecting old vehicles.
No, of course not.
My first car was a $150 car. It was junk. Yeah. I have junks, a lot of junks.
Yes.
Okay? Now I'm in an expensive car, and there's a $50 truck, and there's my car. And the cop comes up to me and goes, yeah, he said you drove into him. I said, what do you think's more unlikely?
Yeah. You're a detective.
Not yet.
Good answer, though.
And then he's like, hey, man, don't get into it with me. I'm like,
you just had a bad day all around, man.
Right, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Whatever you say. Yeah. They can't do anything.
No.
Because it's his word against my word.
Right, they have to see it.
Yeah.
Or you have to have, like you said, a dash cam.
So, like, exactly what happened to that guy. I had to pay for it.
Yep. That sucks.
I looked up the guy's thing. The guy didn't even have a driver's license.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, suspended license.
Right.
Didn't have insurance. It was a work truck.
Right.
Someone else's truck.
So
wasn't
how
even supposed
road?
To be driving.
Yeah.
They had the call to get him a ride. I'm like, what do you think happened here?
Right. Oh, I'll give him a ride.
He asked you for a ride home.
I'll give him
that
a ride.
That would be the best.
I'll give him a
All
ride.
All right, get it. Right, right.
You know, there are details here I'm putting together. I don't understand why no one else can put these together.
Right, the whole case is right here for you.
Come on.
Columbo.
How far did you follow him?
Oh, it was miles.
Because the fear in me being that first car, I look back and you're still following me. I'm like, like after a mile, you hope you give up. Like,
and you're trying to lose him, yep.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it, but I should have just let him go.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're one car ahead of me now.
Yeah.
What do I care?
It's, yeah.
It's principle.
Right.
And you pray, it was principle really then. Principle. Now it seems stupid.
Yeah, then you pray the earth opens up in front of him.
I was hoping there was a bridge out somewhere. John, Miller Place, Long Island.
So I heard the story, and I figured I'd share a funny one. All my life growing up, I went boating with my grandfather on the Long Island Sound, and we got into a boat rage incident once.
Boat rage.
Boat rage.
It's like a pirate ship.
It's insane. It's people don't realize the boating etiquette, but my grandfather and I are coming out of Mount Sinai Harbor to go fishing, and my grandfather's old school World War II vet. He could make anything work, so we had this like slow fishing boat, and this group of young guys behind us coming out of the harbor in a speedboat. Apparently, we're super excited to get around us because, you know, God forbid they can wait 5 more minutes to get out of the harbor to drink your beers. So with that, they go to pass us, and I'm, you know, a tough guy at like 15, and I said some choice words as they're passing us because they're laughing and, you know, just making a spectacle. And with that, one of the guys takes a bottle of Budweiser and just throws it right into the boat, and it crashes right at my grandfather's feet.
Ah, boy.
Now, my grandfather's old school World War II vet. He was tough as nails, heart of gold, but I never saw the rage come out of my grandfather. He just threw me aside, put the boat in full throttle, and we're going after these guys. And my grandfather's got his fishing knife in his hand, and he's waving it. And I'm like, oh, I've never seen this. I never saw that side of him. I'm thinking, Grandpa, are you back in the war? Like,
yeah.
He got set off again. Oh, no, you're bigger than Crazy Face.
Oh, God. And the funny part was the boat was slow as crap. It was like a 90 horsepower on like an 18-footer. You know, he was into fishing, not speed. So we certainly weren't keeping up. But just to see that side of my grandfather was pretty hysterical.
If those guys ran out of gas, boy, they were dead.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep, he would have gunned like fish.
Oh, that's great.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, guys, have a good one.
Thank you, John.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, there is a lot of boat rage because you're mixing alcohol and people who don't know what they're doing with people who know what they're doing.
Yep. Not a good scene.
I'll be in a boat relaxing with someone, and then you'll hear,
hold on.
Right.
Right, yep.
Hey! Slow down! Wake zone! Wake zone!
What was I saying?
I'm like, okay.
The drink? The cocktail?
Screamed and turned Jimmy Buffett back on. Like, what? Right.
More Jimmy Buffett, please.
Right. Mark Greenville.
Yeah. Richard Milford.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
Come on it.
Got a driving southbound on the Wilbur Cross Parkway out in Wallingford by Oakdale there.
Okay.
I'm in the right lane. I come up on a pickup truck. We're both doing 56, 57 miles an hour. I decide to pass him. So when I pass him, he speeds up. I speed up a little more.
I don't know why these people do this.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with them.
Yep. My dad did that a lot.
I look in my rearview mirror, and I could see this red sports car behind me coming up on me really fast. Zigzagging in and out of traffic, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they are right on my tail. I mean, literally a foot away. It's a woman in a red Mercedes sports car. And she's looking back and how can I get past these two cars? How can I get past? So I speed up a little more. The pickup truck next to me speeds up. All of a sudden, I look, and it's two lanes going southbound. On the left-hand side, you got the wooden, like, Jersey barrier.
Yeah.
And you got about 3 or 4 feet of grass.
Oh, no. Oh, she's going to make a third lane, isn't she?
This woman passes me, probably doing 65-ish to get by me.
Yeah.
It happened so fast.
Smell reefer.
And I just made the sign of cross on my, on my face and everything. And
right. You blessed her, she went by, yes.
I'm going to die here. I look, and she hits like a little culvert where the grass goes down.
Yeah.
Where the water runs off.
Yeah.
And then she hits the up portion of it, and she gets air.
Right.
Oh, nice.
And I look, and she's a little higher than my car now.
Right.
Somehow, I just put my two hands on the wheel, and I tried to slow down. She cuts in front of me, and what does she do? She hits the brakes.
Oh, of course, because she's scared now.
Right? To slow down?
Right.
Well, the car was half sideways.
Oops.
When she hit the brakes. And now all you see is red plastic all over the road because she flipped over.
Oh, and that seat was not clean anymore.
Is she okay before I laugh more?
Yeah.
Neither the pickup truck or I stayed there. We just left.
Oh.
I'm like, F you.
Wow. I didn't see that ending.
Have a great day, guys.
You have a great day.
You too, dude.
Richard Milford. Nice. I love you.
Way to go, man. Wow. Way to go. Wow. She made it by no sleep in it. Yep.
Now, if there's anyone listening who pulled up on a bunch of red plastic and an upside down Mercedes,
right,
on the merit,
a lady upside down, yeah.
Up deep, please.
Love to know how that worked out for her.
It's just curious.
F you.
It's weird. I have mixed feelings about this. I think she brought all of that on herself.
She did.
She risked the lives of other people.
Right.
And it wasn't their job to stop.
Yep.
Like, hey, man,
yeah,
you did this to yourself. Good luck.
Exactly.
Everyone behind her is going to have to stop now.
Right. She's just going to yell at me anyway, claiming it's my fault somehow. Yeah. Keep going.
Wow.
She didn't touch my car. We're good.
I do think I would stop and check.
Yeah.
Just go, ha-ha.
But.
Just pointing you, ha-ha.
It's an amplified version of what I always want to see when someone, cuts me off and goes really fast by me. You want to see them pulled over down the road?
Right.
But they're not injured. They're
no.
Just,
right.
Now you're going to get a ticket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or a twisted wreck, but they're fine.
Right.
Right. Car ate a few trees, but they're good.
Stuff like F that.
You.
Well, that was.
Have a good day, boys. Right.
And he drove off into the sunset.
Wow.
Mercedes.
It's not where I thought the story was going. The two guys racing like that, you didn't think.
I thought it was going to be them.
Yep.
And a third party came in.
They were the heroes at the end.
And then they kind of bonded together. Yes. It's like, let's keep going.
Yeah, let's go have a cup of coffee.
You don't seem that bad right now.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go have a cup of coffee and talk about her. Why not? Let's discuss this.
Wow.
Saw her airborne and everything.
That's it's just a lot of speed, a lot of noise. She hits the culvert. That's big bang. She's in the air.
Yep.
In Launched front her. Of you, sideways, flips over, plastic everywhere.
Right.
Okay, have a nice day.
Someone
needs a new car.
Sean and Danbury.
Hey, Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
I had a 96 F-350 with an 8-foot plow on the front of it.
Keyword had.
I'm going to work one day.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to work one day. It was all slushy because the plows pushed the slush and all that.
Uh-huh.
A guy's road raging next to me. I got my windows down. He hit me with slush. We get right on to getting on the Route 8 on Persian Drive right there.
Why are your windows down? Because you're yelling at him?
No. It was a nice day.
But the slush.
During the winter.
Yeah, right. All right.
Yeah, the slush was coming in my truck. Well, I look in my passenger mirror, and there's a state cop behind him. I dump my plow down. I put it to the right, and all the slush just goes right into his car.
Nice. See,
you slowed him down. He gets pulled over.
I like this revenge stories.
I love it.
This is awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty deft hand, though, to be able to control the plow like that. That's awesome.
I need a plow.
Because his oil slick button wasn't working.
Yeah, it's a bomber to bomb.
Next for the steel marbles.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, man.
We have a lot of road rage stories coming. I just want to quickly tell you about this 18-year-old who was arrested after speeding at 110 miles an hour in West Hartford. An officer arrested 18-year-old over the weekend. Da, 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 da. The driver, and I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
Of Unionville, was driving a red Chevrolet Camaro traveling eastbound near Mountain Road when he was clocked at 110 miles an hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
Not good.
Nope, that's an impound and arrest right there.
He's charged with reckless driving and speeding and will be due in Hartford Superior Court later this month.
Enjoy your bologna sandwich.
Zach, poor Jeff.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, hey. What are you beating something up right now?
Well, we did ask for road race.
Is that going up right now?
It's a live one.
I'm on the job right now, so that's all the electricians you hear in the background.
Gotcha. Cool. Stupid electricians.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. I have to call from AJ's old hometown. My first time calling in on you guys.
Welcome.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. So what happened was I was working for Stop and Shop back in 2019. It was like a second side job. It's 5 o'clock, my time I got to go in. It's rush hour, I don't know, 20 minutes before 5. As I'm coming down North Ocean Avenue, a guy in a white Jeep thinks that merge lane is 90 miles an hour. I get in front of him. He's blaring the horn at me. And then I just kind of go, I don't know, 5 more miles an hour. And it turns into the lane of cars is going so slow, I can't do anything unless I cut somebody off.
Right.
And now as we get to the light, the kid's going to pull up next to me. I realize he's in his like mid-20s. I'm in my early 30s. And the kid's going to go, yo, pull over. What the fuck? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, what the F?
What the F, yes.
What the F.
Sorry. And then as we pull over, the kid just beelines back into traffic. Now I'm sitting on the side of the road extremely pissed off.
Yeah.
And usually if you do something like that, you know, you would leave the scene. No, he's at the next red light. So then I pulled out next to him. I got out and I'm like yelling at him. That's who you think is funny. And it seems there's two kids in the car. And now they're both mocking me, telling me, why did I get so mad?
Why so mad, bro?
That's even worse.
Never helps.
Yeah.
That's not never makes it better.
Yeah, saying calm down is not going
to
work either.
I used to be those kids.
And then I repeated what I said, and the one kid now in the passenger seat is literally laughing in my face.
Oh, boy.
So then I just looked at him, and I, like, Thor smashed my hand into his side view mirror, and the side view mirror of his Jeep just fell down.
Nice.
And then I looked at him, and I realized the driver's side kid started getting, like, really now, instead of mocking me, he goes, are you going to fix that? And I looked at him, I said, nope, you do it. And I got in my car and drove away.
Are you going to fix it? That's a funny question.
Yeah, nope.
I'm not going to fix that.
My dad's going to be mad.
Right? This is not my car.
I'm like, it definitely was one of those situations where the Jeep you were driving is your dad's Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and your buddy thought you were being cool.
Yep.
And then, like, I've done a lot of stuff. As soon as you pee off an older man, get away from him. Don't just go to
the That should be a t-shirt.
That's another t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt.
Get away.
Just get away.
Sorry for the foul language, guys. Let me get back to work.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, man. Thanks,
great
sir.
Call. Thank you. We're talking about road rage stories. And the easiest thing to do is just keep going and don't get involved in this.
Right.
Of course. Right.
But we're celebrating these stories that have already happened.
Yeah, you did. Yes, it happened.
It's behind us.
Exactly, right.
Don't try this at all.
Like that mirror, yes.
All right. Mike in Westport.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
This is a road rage and a PSA for everybody out there.
Nice.
I drive a Mustang Cobra. I do 80 miles an hour in the fast lane, and these out-of-staters want to get on my ass and blink their lights and honk their horn for me to move for them. I'm doing 80.
Yeah.
They're unsafe. Go slow down or go around me.
It's not the Autobahn.
I'm not moving for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get too close.
Once there's someone behind you in the fast lane that's traveling at a faster pace,
right,
you're supposed to move over.
Yeah. I had to give them.
I'm doing over the speed limit. I'm doing 80.
Yeah.
I know.
Move over.
But someone's doing 90.
Yeah.
And now you need to get over.
And the red lights on top flashing. I hate that.
Well, that'd be the only time, but I think you're wrong on that one, Chaz.
Really?
If I'm doing 80, I'm supposed to move over to somebody?
So if you're doing,
that makes no sense.
So at what speed do you now own the left lane? Is it 79? Is it 80?
Are you allowed to go over 65 miles an hour in this state?
Are you an officer?
70 maybe. I don't.
Well, once you go over 65.
Why would I move for someone who's breaking the law?
You're also breaking the law?
You're also breaking the law.
Exactly. I'm going 80.
It's not your job to enforce it.
What, now you're the pace car for the passing lane?
So calling your phone rage story.
It's passing lane.
Yeah.
I'm going the distance.
I hear you.
Going for speed.
Right.
You still got to get out of the way so they can go and you go back.
No, I love your car.
No,
and I understand what you're saying. You're doing 80.
They can go around me.
See,
they're trying.
I'm doing 80,
I disagree with you.
No, he's wrong.
If I'm doing 80 and you want to go faster, you go around me.
No, I'm not
moving toward you.
No. You got to get out. It's a passing lane. If you're not going,
Chaz, it's a passing lane, but not to speed, reckless drive.
You're doing.
You're
that.
Going 80. Just
you
move.
Do you hear what you're saying? You're saying it's a passing lane unless you're going faster than I want to go. Then it's not a passing lane. Then it's go around. I own this lane.
It's
Mike from Westport's lane if I'm doing 80.
I'm with Mike.
Thank you. I agree with you.
I'm with Mike.
All right, boys.
It's kind of right, Mike.
It's the only time me and AJ ever agreed.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
But he doesn't agree with you.
He said
I'm with Mike.
You do?
Yeah, he just said he did.
What? Somebody had to be on his side.
Really don't.
Brian Averna on the show.
Driving down the highway, and there was an 18-wheeler going about 45 in the left lane, the passing lane.
I'm already on his side.
Move, and so, yeah, okay, well, let's just not pass judgment yet.
Okay.
Let's just hear what happens.
Okay. Yep.
And so I start flashing my lights, which is a move. It's my move.
Yes.
You know, like, come on, let's it's everybody's road. He wouldn't move over, so I passed him on the right, and then kind of, I might have, like, cut him off kind of short on the left.
You might have done something like that, yeah.
And then, you know, because I wanted to let him know who really is the boss, not an 18-wheeler, but a Hyundai.
You were asserting yourself, yes.
I'm still on his side. Yeah. Go ahead.
Asserting dominance against the 18-wheeler
yeah,
is crazy.
And so I, you know, I thought that it was a done deal, and instead he passed by me on the right and threw a bottle at my car.
Oh, free bottle.
It got into the wheel well and scared the living hell out of me. And then on the truck, it had a phone number. You know, how's my driving?
Oh,
call
boy.
The phone number. So I called the phone number and I said, hey, I said, you know, one of your guys just threw a bottle at me on the highway, and I'm going like 65, 70 miles an hour. That, you know, that could have killed me. And he said, really? Well, maybe you shouldn't have smashed your brakes on when you cut him off.
I already knew what happened.
You were talking to him?
Yeah.
That's great.
Number. Yeah.
That's great.
Hello.
I want to do that.
Speaking. Put my number on the car. If you don't like my driving, call this number
call
and complain.
Me, right.
Look, you bastard.
That's awesome.
Hello. Please hold.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is nice. Very cool.
It was pretty bad. I kept his number, and I used to call him really late at night to really make myself feel better about what a jerk I am.
I miss you.
Wake him out of a...
I'm sorry.
Wake him out of slumber.
You had me at bottle throwing.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.